And we're at Four Corners today on the fly. It's Friday. It's a beautiful day. And this place is bustling with activity. Of course, we are pretty much at the center of the universe for Oshkosh right here at Four Corners. All kinds of things going on. And one of them is One Week Wonder, which we're featuring today. And Charlie Becker, who is an EAA manager, a director of chapters and home builders. This is like the perfect way to show off what you do in home builds, because this is a home built kit that has been donated by Sonics for the 1 week wonder this year.
That is correct. And joining us today is Mark Schabel from Sonics Aircraft. He's the owner of the company now. Took over for John Monette, who's in the Home Builders Hall of Fame. So I thought it'd be a good idea if Mark could talk a little bit about the YXB kit that we're building right here.
Yeah, and especially about how many models do you have at Sonics?
Okay, so Sonics, YX, Xenos, 1X, Subsonics, and now Subsonics 2-place. So that's 6 plus 2 unmanned aircraft.
Well, the unmanned thing is cool. We can talk about that a little bit later, but that's kind of a cool avenue, right, to get out there in a different direction. So why this aircraft? Why this model for the
It just grabs the most attention. I mean, it flies exactly the same as the conventional tailed Sonics, but, you know, it just gets the attention. And, you know, if you want all the attention at the pancake breakfast instead of most of it, you build that one.
That's an interesting tie-in, right? Right to the pancake breakfast.
Yeah, that's right.
So, go ahead, Charlie.
Yeah, I was just going to say, Mark, you might want to explain what the name YX actually kind of implies.
Yeah, so it's a Sonics, basically, like all the airplanes are from the Sonics company. And we put the Y in front of the beginning of the name because it has a Y tail. And we call it a Y tail because it's basically a V tail with a small rudder at the bottom, like the letter Y. And just that extra rudder on the bottom gives it a little extra directional stability and a little more control authority. So it has greatly improved control handling qualities versus a conventional V-tail.
Oh, interesting. I did not know that. Of course, most people probably don't. So who does the engineering?
So the engineering is done by a bunch of different people depending on the project. We've originally had Pete Buck from Lockheed Skunk Works as part of the engineering team on the original Sonics, YX, and Xenos. And then we've had a few people through the years on our staff that have worked engineering. I do a little bit of engineering, although I'm not a degreed engineer, but Pete has mentored me quite a bit. We have a design engineer named AJ right now, who's pretty great. And we piece it together, on a project-by-project basis.
So the Subsonics is also a V-tail. Is it the same, or does it not have that rudder?
No, it's also a Y-tail.
Oh, okay.
And that's pretty important to making it fly really nice.
Awesome. So this airplane normally takes how long for the average builder to build, the one that we're building this week?
Yeah, so if you're going from this particular type of kit, which we call the complete airframe kit, it's usually around 1,000 hours if you were to take kind of a core average. Obviously, we've had people do it faster and people do it slower. If you go with our quick build kit, where we're building the fuselage and the wings and rigging the wings to the fuselage and even installing the canopy for you, it's more like a 500-hour project.
Okay. And is that still considered 51%?
Yeah, we've had the FAA's National Kit Evaluation Team come and audit all of our kits, and even our quick build kits are like 48% and change.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. It wouldn't even be fun to do a quick build during this week because, you know, it would literally start out looking like an airplane. And there would be no riveting for all of our people that are coming to the fly-in.
Right, right. Well,
be a little less terrifying, but it wouldn't be as fun.
It would get done quicker, and there would be a lot less stress on us. But you wouldn't get the involvement of everybody who comes by, and we wouldn't be able to teach them how to pull rivets and all the rest.
I tell you what, you know, as you know, Charlie, when you came and said, hey, it's yours if you want it, there was a bit of fear and trepidation, but, you know, we decided it's time, we got to do it, and I would never take it back for anything in the world. It's been the most rewarding experience for our staff and everybody. It's just been fantastic, and your people, your volunteers and staff, and you as well have supported this so well, and just thank you so much for the opportunity.
Obviously, it's a big financial investment, but it's also great visibility for Sonics out here at Four Corners.
Absolutely. That's a big part of why we do it.
Well, and people could see, they could come and look and see if they were thinking about doing a home-built project, they could see exactly what goes into it, especially if they just come by every day and check it out. They could see the progress. They can look at what's happening. They're over there trying to fit, you know, engine components on. And, you know, you can literally sit here and watch a project come together over a week. Yeah. And that gives somebody a little more opportunity to know what they're getting into if they're going to buy a kit.
There's a certainly a contingent of people, I'm sure, that check back every day kind of at the same time, roughly, to just see, okay, where's it at today?
And, well, especially people, if they're considering maybe doing something.
Yeah, and I'm sure there's some folks who are just kind of camped out watching for a good long time, too.
Yeah, and, you know, you think that the goal here is to build an aircraft in a week, and in a lot of ways it is, but really our goal as EAA is to attract all these people walking down Celebration Way that may or may not know about the home-built part of EAA, because we have a great workshop area, but unless they're making their way there, they might not realize you can build your own aircraft. So we're really trying to preach to those people that are unaware of this wonderful opportunity that we establish, that anyone can build their own aircraft as long as they do the majority of the work.
Yeah, it's a thing. It's out there, and you can do it just like building a kit car. You can build a kit airplane, and it can be safe and incredibly rewarding accomplishment.
And affordable.
Done.
I mean, you know,
and
it's
affordable. Yeah.
You know, there's a couple of things that you just can't get. I mean, a Cirrus these days. My neighbor was just telling me a friend of theirs bought one new. It was $1.3 million.
That's crazy.
$1.3 million.
Well, it's out of reach of most common.
Yeah, you know, but this, I mean, most of the kit aircraft on the field can be built by the average individual in skill level, but also with the average bank account.
Right, which is awesome.
I mean, a YXB at its base model, you can build that for, by the time you're flying and you bought the kit and engine and everything, you're in the very low, like $42,000 range.
Yeah,
and goes up from there depending on how you equip it. But you'd be working really hard to spend $60,000 on the project.
You know, a 40-year-old Cessna 150 costs that now.
Exactly. I mean, and you know, I mean, a lot of the aircraft I've owned in my life are older than me. You know, and there's something about having a new aircraft that's very desirable.
Yeah, new technologies, new concepts. You know.
And one of the things that's really, and we've got, of course, MGL Avionics and Midwest Panel Builders who sponsored and built the panel up. We also have the Fly on Speed group doing their AOA system, which was, of course, the Founders Innovation Prize grand prize winner. So it's really, really interesting that that's a tie-in for the flight test program and the use of the EAA flight test manual and tying in the Founders Innovation Prize with that as well.
Very cool that we're using that kind of technology and promoting what they won for, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, amateur building, obviously, has been around since the start of EAA, but at the end of the day, the only real thing that could threaten it is a bad safety record. You know, so we have really been working on safety in the amateur built movement, and we've seen a lot of good results, and we've gotten some help from the FAA along those lines. You know, they just a few years ago, we got the additional pilot program to make flight testing a little bit easier from the standpoint, a little bit safer. And that's worked out really well, and, you know, we continue to work on those kind of initiatives. And the flight test manual that we developed, where it really lays out what somebody should be doing during that 40-hour flight test, rather than just going up there and burning holes in the sky, we give them a very detailed plan, and we're working on a task-based rather than time-based flight test approach with the FAA, and we'll see where that goes.
Yeah, and I got to say, I've been privileged enough to represent the manufacturing side on the EAA Safety Committee for a few years now and work on the flight test manual program. And, you know, the professionals that EAA brings to bear on things like the Safety Committee and the flight test manual, flight testing professionals, it's just great, the resources and the talent that EAA brings to bear for these great projects to enhance home building and make it safer.
Speaking of flight testing, it's a little off one-week wonder topic, but it's certainly Sonics. You mentioned the Subsonics, too. I know a lot of people are really excited and interested to know where that's going.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've got the two-place Subsonics prototype displayed in our booth right now in the home build area right across the street from home build headquarters, a little bit south. And it's not flying yet, but it's, you know, got a canopy, and you can sit in it and see what it looks like. And that there's some excitement around that because it's a better means we'll have a better trainer available rather than just the two-seat sailplane with the same engine on the back of it.
Right.
And a lot of people that just wanted to share the experience.
Wow. I'm excited personally for that Subsonics too, because once again, we talked about price points, right? With a Cirrus at $1.2 million and all these airplanes that people are buying personally, the Subsonics 2 seems like it would be for a very reasonable number, probably. What, it was sub, like 250?
Oh, no, you can. So the two-seat Subsonics, you're going to be able to build and fly for under $155,000.
That's amazing. You know, I mean, that's just amazing. It's very going to be
the
cool.
Most inexpensive jet trainer ever built by a few miles.
Wow. Yeah, by a few miles. That's right. Yeah. So we have another minute or two in this segment. Is there anybody else you'd like to thank on behalf of Sonics?
Boy, where do I even begin? Well, I mean, everybody, the volunteers, Charlie's crew of volunteers, our lead volunteers, my staff, couldn't be more proud of our staff. They're wonderful. And of course, all the vendors who sponsored with equipment, avionics, engine, Rotex, of course, Crow harness, Aero LEDs. God, you name it. I'm sure I'm forgetting some important players.
One of the things that, if you stop by the tent, we're doing the pick the paint scheme. We narrowed it down to the three finalists early on, but the only way to vote while you're here is in person at the booth. We've got three really nice paint schemes from scheme designers, and Sherwin-Williams has sponsored that contest. So whatever that winning design is will be the ultimate color scheme that goes on the plane. And
awesome.
I've got my favorite, but I won't tell you which one it is.
Okay. Me too.
Oh,
and so the really important thing for people to know is that those rivets that you signed, your name, the Sharpie gets cleaned off the airplane for paint, but your name goes back on the airplane and stays with the airplane as part of the paint scheme forever, and that's an incredibly special thing.
That's very cool. Mark, thanks so much for joining us today on EA Radio and talking a little bit about Sonics, and thanks for your devotion to EAA. And,
absolutely. Thank
and
you
all
for
the
having
people
me
of
and
EAA.
For the opportunity.
All right, Charlie, we're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back and talk a little bit more about the one-week wonder. J-Mont G, we're at Four Corners on the fly. You're listening to EA Radio.